High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So the question is this, we know dogs dream because we often see them, they're definitely chasing something whilst they're sleeping. But what do they dream about? Do we really understand what is going on, or do we just impose our own stuff on them? Tertia Bateman, canine trainer and behavioral coach at Doggo Genius Force Free Training. A very, very good morning again. How are you doing? Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back again. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So there we go. So you've got an assistant in the background as well.
Yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with that. We interview people and their pets all the time. So that's awesome. All right. So I guess the first question is this, and we always have this discussion in my family, because we'll go to the, let's say, Kruger, and my family will say, look how she's, looking at animals and saying, look how she does this, and look how she's looking after. And I keep saying, we don't know anything. You're just imposing your own stuff on these animals. That's why they don't invite me to the Kruger often with them. But that's an aside. Oh, do we do that to our dogs as well? Impose
it. Yes, we do. We do all the time. And you know what? There are different views about this. Some people would say, that it's not the worst thing in the world to
do. No, definitely not.
Because that would, they're mammals. Mm. We are mammals. We have the mammalian brain as well. So, it could be the best guess on how they are feeling at the moment.
Right.
But then we've got the, very scientific way of looking at it, saying that this could be dangerous because we have to respect them as a specific species, and we have to remember that we're not the same species, and we have to,
I think they gave up. They gave up that privilege when they stopped hunting and we started feeding them. So when your dog is sleeping and we know that there's something going on there, because you can see some of their movements and their what's happening around them, are they actually dreaming in the sense that we understand dreaming?
I think they do. It's very difficult to say, because even the science about dreaming is not really developed as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a lot of research being done, but the research that have been done, it does seem that dogs or all animals are dreaming about everyday things, about the activities, about things they're scared of. Yeah, so I think it's similar to what we dream about, but not exactly the same.
Right. And in terms of sleeping patterns, can we impact on our dogs or our pets' sleeping patterns?
We definitely do, without meaning to. I think the thing that we think is we have to have our dogs tired, and the way to get a dog tired is to get them to run 2-3 kilometers, and then we play fetch, and then we have all these activities for our dogs to make sure they're tired and they behave well. Although that is not the correct way to tire out a dog. So yes, exercise is important, but to calm down the brain and to, give them mental stimulation, give them problem solving, give them lots of time to nap, that is actually how we keep our dogs calm and how we tire them out.
What do you mean give them mental problems? I'm assuming you don't mean Sudoku.
No, so you can give your dog brain games to play. A good example would be food dispensing toys, like Pongs, or you get lots of different types of toys where they need to figure out how to get the food out. Sorry, I lost you.
Yeah, no, don't worry. We can still hear you. So those are the types of things where you'll food dispensing things, or maybe if they have a ball, to hide the ball, play it some, they have to find the way to get to it, or find the ball, or something like that.
And you could even, if they're not interested in toys, you can even hide food.
Right.
And tell them to go find it.
Okay, and that works. And then you said naps as well, that a dog should have plenty of time to nap. That's funny because we think the opposite. We think keep them, you know, keep them really active and then they'll just be exhausted.
Yeah. No, a dog who sleeps a lot actually sleeps better throughout the night. Yeah, it's the complete opposite of what I think. If you think of toddlers,
and your dog agrees.
Yeah, I know they're very chatty today.
That's good. Yeah, we encourage the sort of thing. Because they've also got something to say. You know what? And they say, you know, why are you talking about us when we're sitting right here? Jenny says, so basically we're saying, let sleeping dogs lie. Absolutely right. Sorry, what were you were saying?
Oh, no, it's just, you know, if you think about toddlers, when they're overtired, they start getting cranky and they get irritated. And it's the same with dogs.
Right.
You know, we have to let them sleep. If you look at dogs who does not have owners, so we call them village dogs.
Right.
So they're basically feral dogs.
Right.
If we look at how they behave, they spend about 44% of their time sleeping. And, you know, and the rest of the time, they're not playing or going nuts. They're scavenging for food.
Right.
They might socialize a little bit. They look around in the environment.
Right.
The youngsters might play. But the most of the time, the dogs are sleeping.
That is very, very interesting. And unfortunately, that's where we do need to leave it. Tertia Bateman is a canine trainer, behavioral coach at Doggo Genius Force Training, talking to us about what dogs dream about, how we impact on their sleeping patterns, and what we could do to improve it.